Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, October 19th, 2018. On this day in 1987, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 22%, later known as Black Monday. For 1 year, the federal police tested automatic face recognition with cameras at Zuidkorts railway station. Now, the Chaos Computer Club, or CCC, is harshly criticizing the project initiated by the Federal Ministry of the Interior and accusing the authorities of embellishing the results in the final report. Several hundred volunteers took part in the field test for a shopping voucher of 25 euros as payment. Three different recognition systems placed in the station attempted to detect the volunteers. The final report of the police states that facial recognition systems can make a valuable contribution to ensuring security. But the large-scale trial of biometric facial recognition was controversial from the outset, with data protection and civil rights activists taking to the streets, fearing that innocent people will be targeted and real criminals will slip through. The CCC analyzed and tore apart the report. The Hacker Club explains that the results had been glossed over and should not be used as a reason for introducing biometric technology across the board. Risks and legal problems are not even mentioned in the report. The federal police praised the fact that an average of 80% of the persons registered had been correctly identified by the system. In fact, according to the CCC, only 8 out of 10 people are correctly identified at such a rate. The average recognition rate of 80% had in fact not been reached by any of the systems tested. The average result for the best of the three test systems is 68.5%. Even if the systems only recognize 4 innocent citizens per camera and per hour as criminals, and the officials have to separate them by hand, one can easily imagine what happens when, after months of manual screening, a single criminal flits through the picture and is recognized. The CCC fears that this security warning would only be clicked away in the flood of false alarms. The statement of the computer experts concludes with the smug formulation that, quote, "the only ray of hope in the report is the description of how one can best protect oneself against the biometric grid search. Just turn your face more than 15 degrees away from the camera." That says it all about the usefulness and suitability of such systems. Figures published by the Federal Statistical Office on Wednesday in Berlin show that almost half of all children under the age of 3 are looked after in a daycare center or Kita. The care rate for children up to 1 year of age is still low at 1.7%. For 1 to 2 year olds, it's 52.3%. For 2 to 3 year olds, it's 79.4%, an average of 43.9%. In a federal comparison, the capital is in the upper mid-range. The other 5 eastern states have higher care rates, the western states lower. On average, 33.6% of all children under the age of 3 in Germany attend a daycare center. According to the Education Administration, the care rate for 3 to 6 year olds in Berlin is 92.4%. This figure, like that of the under threes, has been stable for some years now. On the other hand, the trend among 6 to 7 year olds was recently rising. At the end of 2017, 29% took advantage of a care offer. At that time, a total of 163,000 children were attending one of the 2,500 kindergartens in Berlin. The trend is rising due to the growing city. According to Health Senator Dilek Kolat of the SPD, around 60,000 people have no or only inadequate health insurance coverage in Berlin. Nationwide, 1 million people do not have full access to medical care. The main victims are undocumented migrants, EU citizens, and also German citizens. Among them are many self-employed people who can no longer afford health insurance contributions. In Parliament, Colette presented a clearing office for people with unresolved health insurance coverage that was opened in October. In cooperation with various social institutions, anonymous consultations are offered and claims to benefits are examined. The aim is to give as many people as possible access to medical care. The clearing office at the Hauptbahnhof is financed by the Senate Administration for Health, Nursing, and Equal Opportunities. The Berlin Senate wants to increase the number of access points for free public Wi-Fi by the end of the year. The number of hotspots will increase from 800 to 1,700. The Berlin State Chancellery confirmed this to RBB on Thursday. There are already about 100 new spaces in 10 green areas, for example, in the park at Gleisdreieck or in southern Schöneberg. This year, new access points to the Staatsoper and the Olympic Park will also be built. In the coming year, the number of hotspots of the Wi-Fi initiative is to rise to a total of 5,000. In addition, at least 180 buses in Berlin are to be equipped with Wi-Fi technology in the coming months. And if the offer is well received, Berlin's public transport authorities will equip additional buses. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.